The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, agus fáil si gúd cláir eile an cumann lú tlás gíl le seacht an eisiol with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night here with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, I certainly hope you can keep us company because we've got two very interesting people to talk to you tonight. And, well, of course, it's celebration time for Donegal in terms of celebrating 25 years ago since that famous day in 1992 when Anthony Molloy climbed the steps of the Hogan Stand to raise aloft the Sam Maguire Cup for the first time. And, I'm delighted to say I'm joined tonight by Manus Boyle, of course, who scored 9 points in that All-Ireland victory over Dublin. Manus is a member of a special committee set up to organise the Silver Jubilee celebrations, 25th anniversary celebrations. And I'm also joined by Philip McGlynn, who is the chairman of that committee appointed by Donegal chairman Sean Dunyan. They had the launch actually last Thursday in McGee's of a schedule, and well, Manus, certainly looking at the schedule, it's a pretty, you're going to have a pretty busy 2017.
Yeah, well, we kind of got in touch with, a few of us got in touch early on in the year. We decided that you know, this was probably our last time, our final farewell.
So, you're not going to be around for the 50th.
We're going to make the most of it. Well, Tom, you know some of them boys as well as I do, so I wouldn't be banking on anything. But we decided we'd do, you know, we do something different. We, with the help of the county board, Sean Dunyan, Kieran Kelly, you know, and PJ and everybody involved, Noreen, they were brilliant. They came on board. They got Philip on board, which has been brilliant, and the reaction has been great because, you know, there was a great identity, with the players on that team. A lot of the supporters still about, still remember that time, and it was a great time in Donegal. It was a great time to be from it. So, you know, we've had a great reaction.
Yeah, because obviously maybe nowadays supporters and the younger generation may be a little bit spoiled with the success that the county has enjoyed in recent years, but that was the first.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we did win an Ulster title in 90, and I suppose we got into a good few Ulster finals after that, but, you know, we like Donegal's teams before, we fell at the All-Ireland semi-final, but 92 was different, and thankfully we got to the steps for the first time. And I think it was a great time to be involved with Donegal, and I suppose it created the future that we know now. I mean, Jim McGuinness created another monster, you know, and long may it continue.
Yeah, and Philip McGlynn, you're welcome to the program. Of course, you were involved back then. I think you were vice or assistant treasurer back then, and you've now been appointed chairman of this special Silver Jubilee committee. Tell me what you have organised for them for the year.
Well, first of all, Tom, hello to yourself and hello to Manus. And obviously to all your GAA followers that are listening to you every week throughout. But we have put quite a bit of stuff together. Well, naturally, last week we had a reception in the Gees in Donegal. And first of all, I would like to thank Charlotte and Lynn Temple. And myself and Brian McNiff both approached them in respect of looking for an outfit to tug the boys out, is a better word to parade them to get their lap of honour at the Ulster final and the All Ireland final. And when we went to McGee's, we were dealt with open arms, and they've given us lovely suits for the entire team and the entire panel, which the team and the players are very grateful for, and we as a committee are grateful for, and grateful to McGee's. And again, thanks to Lynn Temple, Charlotte, and to Danny McMenamin. Danny was the man who organised the appointment for me to get in there, and Danny is a stalwart in the GAA circles, as everyone knows, and everyone in the county. But getting back to what you asked me in relation to what's happening on the 16th of June, which is in 2 weeks' time, we have a golf classic in Stranorna Balbuffet Golf Club. And thanks to PJ McGowan, he organised that for us. And the reason why we picked Balbuffet really was because it's more centre really in the entire county for golfing teams from within the county to assemble there and that stuff. And we have the tee booked from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 in the evening. So hopefully we will have quite a lot of teams, and anyone who wants to book a team with into the Golf Classic can contact any of the players of the past 92 team, or they can contact directly in the office in Ballybuffet, Maureen Doherty, and that. Then we go on then to the 16th of July. That's the date of the Ulster final. And the team will leave Donegal on that day. Go to.
Of course, they're guests of the Ulster Council on Ulster final day.
Yeah, they are indeed. And the Ulster Council have organised that they leave from Donegal, go to Monaghan, they have breakfast, and they're taken in to those to Clonus. And then they're the celebrities then of the day, and they're introduced to the attendants that are there. And afterwards, then they're taken back to Monaghan for dinner, and then they're taken back to Donegal on that evening. And then on the weekend then of September of the 16th, they leave McGee's in Donegal on the Saturday, and they go to the Skyline Hotel in Dublin. And we have organised then a meet and greet. Any supporters, any Donegal people that want to meet and talk to the 92 team, they can do so on the All Saturday.
That's the eve of the All Ireland.
Even the All Ireland in the Skyline. And there's entertainment involved there at no charge for anyone that wants to go to it. And then on the Sunday morning after breakfast, then Father Brian Quinn, who was the priest that was there in 92 for all of the occasions before matches and that stuff, he's going to say Mass that morning. And then after that, then the team then will depart then from the hotel at 12:30 and go to the park, and they then will be entertained by the Common Look Scale in Croke Park. And at half time then they will be introduced to the crowd in Croke Park. And then after that, after the game, then they will meet both teams that will participate in the final. And then they will have dinner after that in Croke Park. And after that then Sunday night, then it's entirely up to the lads what they want to do. And then on Monday, then they depart and come back to Donegal. And then we are back then to the Friday, the 20th of October, that we're going to have a banquet in Donegal town to honour the team of 92 on their 25th year. And monies that are made over and above at that banquet, we have agreed that we're going to give the monies to the Cancer Bus in Donegal, which is a great organisation, and that, and unanimously everyone agreed that we would do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's a great thing, you know, to be able to say to the lads that this is all organised for them, you know, because they were the men of 92, mm-hmm. and 92 set the scene for where we are today, you know.
I'm just looking there, the 16th of June, the 16th of July, the 16th of September. Any significance in the 16th?
Not really. Well, all I would hope for, we have organised all our transport and all our accommodation and all our wares that we're wearing, the whole lot. Now, let's hope that the senior team in Donegal will be in the All-Ireland. I've no doubt that they'll be in the Ulster final, and I've no doubt that they can be in the All-Ireland final. And it will be a fantastic way for the lads of 92 to celebrate with having Donegal coming back down the road again with the two big trophies, you know.
Yeah, well, certainly. It's a busy year, Manus, as we said at the outset. Are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely, Tom. As Philip outlined there, there's a lot of stuff happening. But, you know, the funny thing about it, for 25 years, you know, you would you would think after when fellas would retire that you would meet them here or there, but we haven't met up really.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Have you missed that many times since?
Well, really not. You know, we played a game about, I think it was in 2002 in Fannet, against Derry, which was a fundraiser. Then, to be fair to Joyce, Tony and Donal Reid, they organised the banquet in 2012, and which was a great bit of work, and it was a great night. So, really, they would have been the only two official functions. Now, you'll meet some of the boys here and there. You know, you'll always meet the likes of, you know, Boner at a match, or you might meet Tony on the road, or JJ, or any of the lads. Like, but, you know, for us all to be in the one room together, no, we haven't had that too often. So, looking forward to that. I mean, there's a fairly good bond there, and you know, I can just imagine after 5 minutes when the lows are done, the banter will start, and the same old crack will begin again, you know. And you know, at times you really miss that, Tom, when you leave football at the start, when you retire and all those lads, you know, pass on, you miss that kind of carry on. So you know, it'll be great to catch up and see wherever he is, and see how their families are, and you know, just have a good old chin wag, you know.
Yeah. 25 years ago, can you believe it?
No, I can't. No, it was just a bit of a flash, Tom, you know. I suppose if you'd asked me 25 years ago, you know, where would it be in 25 years' time, you know, I would think that was, you know, it was just so far away that you couldn't really get your head around that. But when you look back, it just seemed to be a flash, you know, and the memories are very vivid. The people that were involved and the people that were, you know, even the people that got into the dressing room after the game, I can still see their faces and that, you know. So, yeah, the memories are fairly vivid, you know.
What faces do you see when you...
it took me a while to get back, Tom, and it took me a while to get in, you know. But just, I mean, the people that were always around us, you know, and we're...
Family and friends.
And we're fortunate, you know, in a way that, you know, sadly, big Seamus Boner's gone, you know, but the rest of those that were all involved.
Seamus was a mentor, of course. Of
yeah,
all.
Seamus was a great fella, and very good to us all within the squad, you know, and a great leader and an unbelievable player in his time, and we all, you know, looked up to him in that respect, you know, and he didn't say a lot, Tom, but when he spoke, you listened, you know, and he was just that sort of fella. Mm. So we're fortunate in that way that we're all there bar Seamus, you know, you know, which will be great.
Yeah, yeah. And Manus, sorry, before we go back to Philip for a moment, that's Philip McLean, of course, yeah. You were treasurer, or assistant treasurer at the time. Yeah, as you said, they set the bar. They were the shall we say, the pioneers. They were a very popular group of players, I think, and they really, I suppose, got to the hearts of the people of Donegal, I suppose, and will be forever remembered. Regardless of many more teams winning, the first team will always be the one.
Well, you know, really, like, they were very modest guys, because, you know, I used to just, Brian used to say to me, you know, to organise accommodation and different things and that stuff, you know. And the one great thing about those lads is, you know, when they came into the hotels and that type of stuff, and they came in, you know, hello, and thanks very much, and, you know, the staff were serving them, thanks very much, and before they would leave the hotel again, you know, thanks very much. You know, they were very, very appreciative guys of what they received and that type of stuff, and nothing was a bother, you know. And I suppose that time media wasn't what it is now, and that type of stuff.
And there was no social media and
that type of thing,
and
you know.
Selfies.
And you know, and those guys, you know, they're asked to get a photograph taken, they stood and not a bother kind, you know. They're not coming around with earpieces in their ear and all this kind of stuff. But you know, the friendship that has been made. You know, I know for me personally, like being involved in, you know, as assistant treasurer on the county board and the supporters club and that type of stuff. I mean, I could, you know, right through from up, you go to Gidore, go to Joe Diver, and you go to Sam Garran, Castlefin, John Freeland Norris, you know, Brendan Kelly down there in Convoy, the late Sean Ward down there in Dunlow, you know, of course, Michael O'Donnell over there in Glentis, and Michael Duddy in Litcher, and Claire Tully over and Kelly Beggs, you know, and Danny McMenamin, and all those people are all, you know, like, asked me 25 years ago, I wouldn't have known those people, you know, and the bond is there within all of those people, that were there that still stood to this day, you know.
Hmm.
And that's a reflection too, you know, on the team. Because all the guys in the team, like last Thursday down there in McGee's and Donegal, and the players that were there, you know, it was great, you know, and it's great for them to be able to talk to each other and have the whole crack and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what the next three or four outings are going to be for them, you know.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about it today, like, there was a serious, shall we say, bond, there was a serious buzz in the county and a serious sense of expectation, maybe not until 1992, but around that time, as you mentioned to me earlier today, you know, it's nearly unthinkable now, but Donegal chartered a train to go to Cork.
Well, we actually took a train twice to Cork.
That's right.
And we took it to the All-Ireland semi-final. And I remember going up to Dublin to meet a certain gentleman in Irish Rail and asked him would he sponsor the train, the express train, to take the VIP train, to take the Donegal team when we won All-Ireland back. And he looked at me and he says to me, "Sir," he says, "you've no train in Donegal." And I says, "No, we don't." I said, "But hold on a minute here." I says, "We have taken 2,500 people up your track from Sligo, you know, right?" And he says, "Okay, fair enough." And they done that. And the team came back to Sligo, and the guys had a free bar and then a steak dinner coming down the road on the express train right down the road to Sligo. And last night, actually, on the TV, Hugo Duncan was on, and I was just reminiscing and was looking. Hugo Duncan played on the roof of the Southern Hotel in Sligo, and there was about 15,000 people in Sligo that evening to welcome the team home.
Mm.
And that was just, you know, that was just something unbelievable, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's only when you sit back and think of that. But everybody that you talk to, everybody knows where they were on 92, and everyone knows of all the homecomings and the whole lot. But it was great for Donegal people all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the most important thing.
That homecoming, we have to bring it up when you mention it, was a bit controversial because Margaret was singing about crossing the bridge at Clifford, and a lot of people wanted that as well.
Well, you know, sometimes in this world you have to have common sense, you know. I mean, if we were coming down the road, well, the first thing that I got, it wasn't costing the county board anything, and the players were wine and dined and the whole lot, and they were really looked after, and it was only afterwards a lot of people, I suppose geographically, were thinking, why should it not come down there? But then people in the south of the county, we have to be looked after too. But
yeah.
in fairness to the team, they went around the county like for a week, and anywhere that the Sam Maguire had to go, it went, and anywhere the team were asked to go, they went as well.
Yeah.
And it was well done by all concerned. You know, that's only when you look back at it now that we didn't do too bad at that time, you know, for first time achievers, you know.
Yeah, that's very true, and probably a little bit disappointed. Probably we didn't get back a bit sooner, I suppose, and we should have
won it the following year.
Yeah, unfortunately, 93, and we had injuries on the wet day in Clonus, and
it should never have been played in Clonus. But anyway, that's water under the bridge. But the big thing now is, Tom, was that we celebrate our 25 years and in the right way, and no doubt the lads that are there on board, it'll be done, and it'll be a big, big plus if we have all of the team, current team this year, lifting both trophies.
Yeah, Tato Agirstaclish and Clare coming, Luke Draskill and Shocked and the Shola. Me, Tom Cormack, I'm with you until 9 o'clock. My special guest tonight, that was Philip McLean, chairman of the Donegal Special Silver Jubilee Committee to commemorate the 1992 All-Ireland success. And of course, Manus Boyle, a score of 9 points in the All-Ireland against Dublin. He's always with us tonight. And, we're looking forward to, a schedule of events they have lined up. It's a golf classic on the 16th of June in Ballybuffet and Stranorder. Tea time's obviously available, Philip, for that. Yeah, we got
certain. All anyone has to do is to contact either myself, Manus Boyle, PJ McGowan, or Noreen in the office in Ballybuffet, and there's no problem at any times at all.
Yeah. So, and it's from 8 o'clock or 8 a.m. to 4:30. So there's plenty of times. So Manus. Sorry, back to you, Philip. Actually, just you mentioned earlier on about McGee's and Charlotte McGee and Charlotte and Lynn Temple, and when you approached them, it was fitting in a way, I suppose, that McGee's would be associated with 92 because the brand was on the jersey, or the jersey, the crest was on the name was on the jersey. That was in the early years of names on jerseys, and I suppose McGee's was forever associated with that team.
Well, absolutely. Well, you go back and Brian McNiff had said to me, Brian came down with me actually to meet McGee's, and Brian was there naturally the last day as well at the press conference. And Brian actually had a McGee's jacket from 1992, believe it or not, and it was as good as that he got it, you know, yeah. Sponsored by McGee's, you know, and they went to New York and that. And then in 1972, I think, or 73,
that he had a jacket from then as well.
'72, and that. So, I mean, McGee's were synonymous, like both Donegal and that. And the very good thing about it is that O'Neill's now are doing a new jersey with McGee's on it, and 25 years. That'll be exceptionally very, very good, because McGee's is known, as all you have to do is look at any football match and you can see that McGee's are very synonymous with GA and Donegal, and they've been very, very good any time that we've ever asked them to for sponsorship in any respect. And I mean, when myself and Brian McNiff went in to tell them that, you know, what we were thinking about doing for the next 5 or 6 months for the 25th anniversary, and that they sat and they listened for 10 minutes, and they just said, "Yeah, no problem," you know.
So that's a special commemorative jersey. That'll be for sale. Will it be?
That's going to be for sale now within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Brilliant. So
it's going to be absolutely fantastic, you know.
Yeah. So, Manus, certainly great memories. And just back to 92 and say this time of year now, at this time of the year, you were preparing for your first game. What was the expectation like?
I suppose, Tom, I mean, we always felt we let one slip in 1990, even though it was against Meath. We felt that we had, I suppose at times we had underachieved. And I suppose in 91 when down went all the way, 92 came around and we felt, you know, we possibly should have bit down in the 91 final. You know, we felt, just if the down lads can do it, surely we can up our game and get there, you know. But I suppose we only take one game at a time, you know, at anything, you know. In fact, you would only even take one half at a time. And as McAniff used to say, just take the first ball at a time, you know. And, you know, you never look that far ahead. It's easier to look back than it is ahead, I suppose. But we only ever took one game at a time, one training session at a time, and you just hoped that, you know, at the end of the year that you would get an opportunity, you know. And so
close to bowing out in Breffni the first day.
Yeah, and
just to remind people.
Well, we were very close to it. But, you know, they came to Balvafay a week later, and you know we were better. But I think the signs were there. We improved with every game. I think, you know, the Ulster final or the Ulster Championship was competitive at that time. Even in Ulster semi final when we had to play Fermanagh, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. That everybody had to be at a certain level. And to be fair, then the Ulster final, especially after losing John Cunningham, you know, was a big blow. Couple of injuries.
North Tony, your boy, to injury.
North Tony, and you know, everybody upped their game. You know, and probably, you know, I know that the All Ireland semi final is not looked upon as one that, you know, you'll sit down and watch of an evening. You know, but you know, we got over it. You know, and we improved, and we, you know, in fairness, in our own, because we had such a small squad. Like, we'd only 26 players, you know, which was an extremely small squad nowadays, you know, but back then too it was small, and we were packed, and we got on well, and you know, if somebody had something to say, you know, they would say it, and everybody was man enough to take it and get on with it, and we were all there for the one reason. So to be fair, you know, there was a lot of good fellas there. Every one of them would have been the main player at their home club, and everybody was well up for wanting to play. Even though, you know, you only can pick 15, but from 1 to 26, everybody could have taken a jersey and done the same job. You know. Mm.
When you think of 92, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I suppose, you know, from a football sense, you know, it's hard to look past the All-Ireland final, you know. I mean, it was brilliant. Walking out, I think the one memory I have, and it's the Biden memory, is you walked out underneath the tunnel, and it was in the corner there, just at the canal end, between the canal and the Hogan, and the noise was such that it was a din, and it was frightening. But it was something that we had looked forward to, we had trained for, and while the occasion, you know, some players be nervous, some players don't, and the Dubs didn't hold that much of a threat for us, you know, because we knew we should have beat them in the quarter-final of the National League in Breffni anyway, and we let it slip. And we knew we had the beating of them, we just had to, everybody had to play to a certain level, and that's what happened. But it's very hard to not think of Croke Park, and then when the final whistle goes, you're looking for your teammate or your family, and you know, meeting your family for the first time, and you know, meeting my wife and all that after winning All Ireland and all that. That was, you know, they were the memories, and I suppose they all come flooding back when we decided to do this. Every day there's a different memory, you know, and
brilliant.
Know, and it's great, like, you know.
Look at the clock is catching up, and it's just Philip. Maybe you just briefly, if you have it at hand, that schedule again, if you just could remind people.
Yeah, just very very quickly, Tom. First of all, when you're talking to Manister, I just wanted to say, I often ask Brian McNiff, you know, what was his, you know, memories of being involved, you know, as team managers and that kind of stuff. And he always said, no matter what good team that you had, the hardest thing that he ever had to do as a manager was to go into a dressing room and announce the team. You know, because, you know, he had 25 players and they were all basically nearly equal, you know, and it was the hardest job that he had. But anyway, he got on with it and he picked the right team. And, you know, in fairness to Martin Shovlin, you look at the day of the All-Ireland, you know, that was one example, you know, and Fergus to Shove, he put his hand up, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, remind us quickly, because the clock is catching up on us.
Very quickly, on the 16th of this month, we have the Golf Classic in Ballybuffet. And then on the 16th of July, the team then are going to the Ulster Final. And on the 16th, 17th of September, they're going to Dublin to the All-Ireland Final. And then the banquet is on the 20th of October. And any information that anyone wants, they can contact Noreen Doherty in the head office in Ballybuffet at any stage, or any of ourselves.
Philip, thanks very much for joining us tonight, and best of luck with your celebrations. And to you too, Manus, I know that we'll be talking to you in the course of the year. Just before we go, congratulations to Marty O'Reilly, the Donegal player. He received the Cormac MacInallan Medal of Special Merit today in Belfast from Queen's University for his outstanding performance for Queen's this year in the competition. And also, sympathies to the McCabe family in Fermanagh on the death of Hugh McCabe, the former Fermanagh manager, and to all Fermanagh J folk. And Gian Stockton, Huggins, Lana with Bannock.